Okay, today's staff is that Chof. We are holding by Tana Rabbanan, which is one line down from the long line, the medium-sized line. By the way, there's just an engine. I should just tell you, there's sort of a rather painful part about that. He says, it's not clear what he's trying to say. There's some who learn that he's calling in that iman a gun, that he used his kayak, the truth is, it was his gishami. There's some Akhrainian that, based on that, they say that was the reason that Nachimon ben Gurion's daughter died on Mais Mitzvah. It's a terrible story, but because he actually took those Yishamim and sold them. Because really, it was after Shkia. It really was. It was Nikta, the Chana came out. No, it's in the next Gemara.
It's in the Spashim.
Yeah, but that means that it showed it that. We'll take a look at the next piece. It's an introduction to the next piece. Tana Rabbanan. Shlosha nikdim alehem. I think it's a sasem. Shlosha nikdim alehem chama. By the way, the girsa, the proper girsa, the box correct. Nagdimon, not shenikdira chama, but shenikdima. Shenikdira means just that it forced its way through. You could put it even in the clouds. Nikdima is that it actually went back. It was held itself in place before setting. And we find three such cases. We have Moshe Rabbeinu, Yoshua ben Nun, and Nachimon ben Gurion. Unbelievable. The Bishlam and Nachimon ben Gurion. Okay. We know that story from the Gemara. And that's a couple of that we have. Yeshua, it also says Beirush in the Pasuk. Vayidom HaShemesh. That's a story that everybody knows. Vayidom HaShemesh v'yareach haman. But Moshe Rabbeinu, where does it say anything about Moshe Rabbeinu? About them playing with the sun? Moshe Minala. Omar Rabbi Elazar Atya Achel Achel. Actually learned from Exereshab. And it says on the one hand, so that's Moshe Rabbeinu, but it doesn't explain precisely how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to begin creating this sense of awe from him. But we know that it does say by Yoshua, and there it is beferish, by Yomar Hashem la Yoshua, Yomar Zeh Achel Gadoch, Rabbeinu Kol Yisro. So there, and the truth is, it appears it in that pasuk itself to Moshe, that the Achel Gadoch, that you don't know, Yadur Kosher, Moshe, to kach yaimcha. So in other words, the pasuk itself compares the two. So if that's the case, then it must be in the same way. So the gedula that was given to Yoshua, that was wisdom, not hell, was this ma'isa. You don't have shemesh. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omer Atya Tate. The gezerah shav is not from the word achel; it's from the word tate. So where it says achel tate pachtecha by Moshe Rabbeinu. And by Yoshua, it says, "Privat b'yom teit Hashem et ha'emori." So the Flavin Israel, this was the mice exactly in that pasuk. It says, "Vayom elayne Yisrael shemesh begivondo." The teit was the shemesh begivondo. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Atya Megufe Dekro. You don't need to look for Exereshav. The pasuk itself basically says it clearly in that case, because it says, "Asher yishmeun shema'acha v'rogzu v'cholu mipanecha." When is it that the goyim will hear about Moshe Rabbeinu to the extent that they will sit and they will tremble from him? And that means that there's something that will be famous that everybody will be aware of and so on. Ematai rogzu v'cholom mipanev. Shashini demalo chamal Moshe. And that's the only sense of rogzu v'cholom. The fact that there will be a war here, a battle there, but something that will impact the entire earth, that's the spice. Continues the Mishnah about the din of a city in which the cities in the area have gotten rain, and this city doesn't get rain. So the Gemara, the Mishnah brought the pasuk of the Chalka Achati Matar. The Gemara before had darshan, Chalka Achati Matar means Sham Tehem Matar. We mentioned in the Mishnah that Rashi's pshat, there are Rishonim are, but Rashi's pshat, and it seems mukhra from the Mishnah, is that it can't be referring to the end of the pasuk here. And the Dita doesn't bring it, the whole thing, and it brings those words. But because otherwise, why does it say the other city doesn't have to fast? Rashi learns the other city doesn't go all the way, and what they're doing essentially is because the prices are going to be driven up because of increased demand. The Meiri learns that it's because of showing involvement of the Torah of an adjoining city. But if it means the Pasuk, Shneim L'Kolala, so then it would mean that the rains are causing damage and are destroying the other city. So why wouldn't that be Begetter, Shitofa, and Nahar, and so on? So therefore, Rashi learns that this Gemara that brings the Pasuk, it says, Amr of Yudom Rav Shneim L'Kolala, is a reference on the Pasuk. It's not a reference to the Mishnah. So Rashi says, Akroko, you're the Gemara's coming to explain the Pasuk, not to explain the Mishnah. And the further explanations for Rabbi Yudah Marav is we find, it says, Hayta Yerushalayim l'nida b'nehem. So that sounds terrible when you read it in Eicha. Horrible thing to say, but the truth is, Amr of Yudah Marav, this is really Livracha. What sounds to you like a bracha can sometimes be a klala.
You're a hakimah.
Sounds to you like a klala can be a bracha. Because Lamaisa Manida Yeshla Heter of Yerushalayim Yeshla Takana. It means that we're looking at Yerushalayim the way we look at an Isha Nida. An Isha Nida is always omedetli tair. So to Yerushalayim is omedetli but not li takid. So too, when we find the pasuk Haitake Almana, again in Eif, sounds terrible. But points out Amr of Yudah, that's Livracha. Don't say Haita Almana. It says Haita Ki Almana. Ki Almana. Lo Almana Mamash. What do we mean when we say, she lives like an Almana? We mean her husband goes all the time on business trips. That's what we mean. But then we use that word today. Alebedik Almana. Lo Almana Mamash. Ki Shashalar Balal. Medinat Hayam. Her husband's on a business trip. So too, Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may have gone on a long-term business trip, but he certainly doesn't intend not to show up again. Richie's here, gentlemen, we can begin. V'gam ani natati etchem nivzim u'shvelim. This too, it says here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made Klal Yisrael into the lowest of the low, despicable nation in the eyes of the world. Amr Rav Yudah, that's a great big livracha. Can you imagine? If they liked us. So now it's the lo mukmin and lo resh nare, v'lo gizritvati. We're not used by them for any of their very important misro. They don't reward us with the ones who attack the bridge. Baruch Hashem, we're not nishal and bad. And they don't make us the guys that run around, you know, like the cops to hurt people. And we're able to sit and do our own thing. V'ka Hashemet Yisrael, kasher yinod hakana b'mayim. Here it talks about, again, a klola. What's a klola? Kasher yinod hakana b'mayim. The way that reeds are washed away in the, when they're attached to the ground, to the water. So that sounds terrible, but the b'mer of Yoram Arab, this is really a brocha. And the way to bring it out beautifully is the Omer of Shvur Bar Nachbeni, Omer of Yonatan. Ma'idechtim ne'amanim pitzei ohev, ne'etarot yishikot soneh. That when you're getting beaten up by somebody who loves you, you can trust those kind of wounds. But when the guy who hates you is kissing you up, then he's just kissing up. And basically, netarot is just overburdening. Every word he says, just make it harder on you. What is this referring to? Take a look at the pasuk we just had. That was the curse that Achiah Shiloni gave Yisrael when Yerovam's wife comes to him. So he gives over this horrible nevias because of everything that you've done and the Avodah Zarah. So now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Maka Yisrael kasher yinod. That curse is a heck of a lot better than the brocha that Bilam HaRasha gave. Because he was Kilalam, he was Makal Yisrael, that they should be like reeds. And he says, Amalam Yisrael, he kasher Yisrael, kasher yinod hakana. Now, think about the kane. Ma kane zeh omed b'mokomayim. He's omachlif. He cut it down, it grows right back. Shorashav merubi, it's an enormous roots. Try uprooting reeds. Afilu kol aruchot sheba'olam ba'ot v'noshvot bo'in me'zizot oto b'mokom. The famous story about the reed, which is then basically bends over. Never is nekar from the place. Oh, like Huba on my hand. Whichever way it's blowing, it blows with the winds and then it just comes right back up again. You can blow and blow, you won't blow its house down at all. So, Mashenkin Bilam HaRasha, he compares Klal Yisrael to an Erez. Shenemar, Ke'arazim. An Erez, Zeheno Amed B'makomayim. Now you'll say, okay, man, but he said Ke'arazim Aleimayim. So Rashi tells us, both point out, Bilam never said Ke'arazim Aleimayim. Bilam just said Ke'arazim. And Abbas came out and said Aleimayim. And this is true on all of the brokers of Bilam, which is why it says in the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mahapech, it's kill has Bilam to a brocha, by adding those extra words, he actually did turn it into a brocha. So here too, he made it like an eres eno made b'mokamai vein gizo makli vein shoshav merubim. Now normally, under normal winds, if you look all over Shabbat, there's a very strong tree, but when an unusual wind comes along, even shenashvabo ruach dromit the Rav Romig by the Maisa Baba Basra has in it tremendous power to uproot things. So Karatova Fahatova Panav rips it out of the ground, turns it upside down, and that's the end of it. V'lo'od. It's not just that. You take a look at the Kana, to give birth to a Kana. Kana is a wonderful thing. The Kana was Zochali, Tole Menu, Kulmos, Tobos, Evatarnavim of Tuvim. What do you think? We're not compared to just anything. Compared to Kli Kadesh. And the Kulmos will see that that's actually why the Kulmos was Nifka, we'll see later. For the purposes of the pen. Tone Rabbonon. Olam Ye Adam Rach, Ki Kanema Ye Kasheke Erez. A person, indeed, should always be soft, meaning easily bendable, like reeds, and not strong and tough, like an erez. Even though the mice of the Ishbitz points out that out of rabble, we talk about tzaddikim, so it's we put away the tzaddik, it's karazim. This is that's how the way a person acts towards himself. When you need to do your avodah shemayim, you have to be strong like an erez, you're bent at all. But the way that you relate to other people, it's like a corner. Maaseh Shabbat Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon was a pretty powerful guy, as we know. And he was coming back from Migdal Gidor, which is a place in Barnea's neighborhood that he doesn't know about yet, but he will one day. Hey, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, we're near the Mara, no, nothing, no information at all. Migdal Gidor, he can't come up with something. I mean, I understand, a tourist guy who can't come up with a story on the spot, I mean, that's the sign of a tourist guy. So anyway, he was coming, the Beit Rabbo. Voyarachuva lachamor. He was riding, I mean, that was a jaguar, and he was really feeling high. Mitayel al Svat Nahar, and he was going out to have a good time, basically, going around, just enjoying himself, walking along, driving along the edges of the river, feeling very good about himself. I thought that, feeling very good about himself. He learned so much, satisfied, happy. This extremely ugly guy comes and meets him and says to him, Amarlo, Shalom Alach Harevi. He wouldn't talk to a guy like that. Usually the word mechuar means internally mechuar. So we say in English, what a beautiful person. I don't mean he's necessarily physically beautiful. He sensed this person was ugly. So he didn't say anything. Amarlo Reka. Listen, you know, he's such an empty person. Come and mechuarotai. I've never seen anybody so ugly like you in my life. Shema kobana yircha mechuarim kamotcha. Where you come from a place where that's considered to be normal. Amala, so the guy says to him, well, I couldn't tell you, but I'll tell you what I think you ought to do. I think you should send a note to the manufacturer. Send a letter to the manufacturer. What a piece of garbage you sent out here to the world. You don't know what you're doing. Back on him.
Very nice.
He realized, oh my God, what did I do? The Yodabat Mushachotas, he comes off of his chamor and he bows down to the guy. You're right, 100%. Mecholi. Be mechol me. Amalo, no way. Any mochelach. Absolutely not. I really think it's important for you to talk to the manufacturer. Achitelech lu man shazoni. Vemorlo kama mecholach li zeh shazita. I'm not going to do it until you talk to the manufacturer. So anyway, I am a tayalach harav. This guy, this ugly guy, is going back home. And poor Reb Elazar Reb Shimon is following him, begging him the whole time. He comes to his city. People in the city see Reb Elazar Reb Shimon is here. My God. Yatzu b'nei yiro likra. So everybody comes out. Shalom Alecha, Rebbe, Rebbe. Mori, Mori. So this ugly guy says, who are you talking to? This guy, for some reason, seems to be following you around. He says, I don't know. If that's a Rebbe, I'll yirbu komoto b'Yisrael. Certainly don't want more people like that. Oh my gosh, how do you talk like that? It was a great man. Look at what he did to me. He deserves your mechila. He's a great man. Amal Amaret, I'll tell you what. Bishvilchem areni mochelo. In your schus, I'm ready to be mechel the guy. But he's got to be mekabel on himself. Bavachelo, your ugly lasses. He's got to learn a lesson from this mice. That's why some of the Rishonim bring the Yola Nozik and appear to him in disguise to teach him a little bit of a lesson. Miyad nichmas Reb Elazar Reb Shimon to the Beis Hamedrash. V'dorash la'olam yehi adam rach tikana. Well, on the mezuzah, and this indeed is the reason, because the Kohen expresses itself in this way as being easily bendable, tolerant of all of the things that push it over, because of that, we use the Kohen indeed for this purpose. Oh, yeah. I mean, Tosfos brings actually that's from Masechet Derech Eretz, it doesn't appear in our Braita, but apparently it's said there that it was a Miyo and Havim, one of the versions of the Reza, saying,
he didn't hold it with Yeshua.
Which Rabbi Yeshua?
Yeshua did that he was ugly.
The uglier you are.
No, but that's it over here. It means an ugliness of spirit. It doesn't mean an ugly body.
Why would it say take
the matter back? It's more magical than physical. There's discussion about that. The thing here, now, when we're talking about Dever, we explained, we gave a quantitative analysis of Dever. Mapolet, what exactly do we mean by Mapolet? I mean, there may be a lot of ancient buildings that are only to fall over. So, Tana Rabbanan and Mapolet Sha'amru, we talk about special tinies for Mapolet. It's referring to buildings that are healthy buildings, briot, velora uot, she'inan ruyot lipol, they should not normally be falling, just some, velora ruyot lipol, not buildings that you would expect to fall. Well, that was rather redundant that way. I knew briot, I knew she'inan ruyot lipol, I knew uot, I knew ruyot lipol, understand? You just said the same thing twice. I mean, you said if it's a building in good shape, not if it's a building in bad shape. Then you say, if it's a building that's not going to collapse, or if it's a building that is going to collapse. Exactly the same thing. Ah, the thing over here is like this. There's a difference with Tzricha, the Nafal, Machmas Guvai. When it says She'enan Ru'u'ot, so there is such a thing as they're not Ru'u'ot, but they still may be Ru'u'ot Lipol. So even though the building is good, maybe it's Inami the Kaimen Aguda the Nahara. Maybe it's basically built well, and there's no problem, but it's in an area, and this of course is rather common. I mean, we're going to make a tinus for New Orleans when they're expecting that storm for the past 40 years. You understand? And it was always a miracle that you build a city in a mad place that it should continue to
exist. Under sea level.
Yeah. And then you're concerned when the buildings collapse. And obviously the buildings collapse. So there's two different issues over here. There's the way that it's built, and there's where that it's built. So it's a different thing. And by the way, This is a fantastic, again, in terms of its contemporary level of awareness. Normally, people think that because something has been around a long time, that it's stable. And it's very interesting. You take a look at most accidents, most tragedies of these types of things, there's massive collapses and so on. It turns out that the thing was never stable. It was always poised at the edge of chaos. And there was always a little thing that could have pushed it over the edge. People have been climbing on particular rocks. You ever see rocks that are jutting out, they look like they're about to get sugar out? It's like, and there's people that are putting their ropes on them, climbing on them, and everything, and they're supporting the weight of whole parties of climbers, and for years, for decades, for centuries, and all of a sudden, one day, some guy goes and puts his hand on the rock, both he cuts over, crushes it. It's an unbelievable thing. So Chazal recognizes it. It's a city there for the past 200 years. We say, oh, don't worry about it. It's certainly not Ruhuis. It's certainly not Ruhuis. So you were lucky for 200 years, and therefore what? So they had a mice like that. That's what the Gemara is. You have to know how to measure this. You go, now, yeah, she. There was a very poorly constructed wall that was in Narda. The law of Echolif Rav and Shmuel Tuta, Rav and Shmuel would never walk under that wall. Afagav the Kaimabatam Tlatim Shnin. It was there for 13 years. It was standing perfectly well. People were laughing. Why is the problem? It's the strongest wall we got in the city. No, you hear people say this all the time. You've been here for years. Why would you think it's going to collapse? And that has nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing to do with it. So Yom Echad, Ikla Ravada Bar Aval Hasam. It's interesting that in terms of analysis, it turns out that human beings make very wrong decisions about what is dangerous, what is dangerous, because of the short time scale of human life. Something that's been there for 100 years, it's been there forever. So it never occurs to them that this thing is just, it's insane that it should still be here. But no, Mela, it's still here. I mean, so the truth is, you take a look at a mountain, you take a look at a glacier, whatever, you're going climbing. On a speeded up scale, this thing is falling apart all the time. There's always pieces coming out, it's falling all the time, falling. Except you're living in such slow, the whole thing is in slow motion to you, so you think it's stable. It's not stable at all. So they were aware of the fact that this wall is dangerous. They would never pass it.
Would the concept of okay ever lie on this?
Mm-hmm. Not in a case where it runs against the engineering principle. Well, that depends on what's happening there. They are trying. They are putting a lot of work.
Yeah, exactly.
So Yom Echad, anyway, one day, Rav Ada Bar Ava comes to the area, comes to visit us. So Shmuel says to Rav, you know, Shmuel and Rav, we're gonna walk, and we're walking together with Ada Bar Ava. So I said, okay, we should maybe walk around the block like we usually do to avoid that wall. So they said, I love Sarikli, no need for it today. We've got Rav Ada Bar Ava with us. Rav Ada Bar Ava, no wall's ever going to fall on Rav Ada Bar Ava. As you can all hear overseas, wherever you are, Moshe Baruch is back. So with Rav Ada Bar Ava with us, nafish dechuse, he's got so many zechuyot, and v'lo mistafina. I have nothing to worry about. I think we could walk directly under that wall. Now, Rav Huna havi lechamer. Rav Huna had a bunch of wine. I shouldn't say lechamer. Ahu beta ru'ua. I used to keep it in this storage house that was very, very bad-shaped storage house. And he would love to get the wine out, but he could never go into it to take it out because it was always ready to collapse. He wasn't allowed to go in there. Boy, he needed to go in to get out his wine. So what did he do? I lay the Rav Ada Bar Ava. So he pretended to need to talk to Rav Ada Bar Ava. And he's talking to him. They're going to the sugya, and he's walking. Oh, you mind? Let's just walk in here. And they keep talking. And then he keeps talking with him. Adapanya, until he gets everything out of the house. As they walk out of the house, and there's a big... Rav Ada Bar Ava looks behind him, and he realizes, now that was nasty. So, but it enough, enough, beta. Argish Rav Ada Bar Ava ikvit. Rav Ada Bar Ava was not happy at his having been made use of in that way. What does it bother him? Savallah, ki hod am rabianai, liolam al ya'amod adam, v'makom sakana v'yomar osim lameh. A person is not supposed to stand in a place, and based on his skriyot, to say, nothing to worry about. Shemein osim lameh. First of all, you never know. And even if he's zeicha to an ace, it comes off of his account book. It wasn't right of them to do that to me. The Omer of Chanan Micro, where do we see this in the post? Because Yaakov, you know, says, Katonti b'kola chasadim b'kola emet, which has a double meaning. Katonti, I am undeserving. And Katonti, I have become smaller, meaning my accounts have gone down because of all of the chasadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boy, Rav Ada Bar Ava, that's quite a fellow. I have a yuvti to Rav Ada Bar Ava. But what were the wonderful things that he did to be zeicha of this? People would realize. Rely on him that nothing could collapse on. Ki odi itmar, shalu talmidav the Rav Ada Bar Ava, talmidim asim, b'ma he'arachta yamim, how is it that you lived so long? Amarlan miyamai lo ikpadati b'tovei. First of all, I was never marked in my home when anybody did something that wasn't right and so on. It was very calm. V'lo tzadati b'din misha gadomi meni. I never would walk in front of someone that was greater than I. Lawyer Harti, is it, some learned that that means that he held really like Rav Yochanan and Mitra, and then that you're allowed to be Maharabimavotamatunafot as we had before. But that he was mocked on himself, therefore he's counting it as a Maisa Hasidus, because otherwise why is he counting it as Hasidus? So he's going to list every normal thing that you do, and this is normal. But I'll just say, because certain things, if you might not try it, your whole life shouldn't be Nichal, it's something that most people are unable to control. And he's saying, it never happened to me. Well, Alakti Arba Amot Belot Torah Belot Ilin. I never walked 4 hours without hearing. Again, even though it's mutter, sleep in a Beit Midrash, one of the Gemara's uses, right? Because even though its Kedusha may be greater than a Beit HaKnesset, but it's made for purposes of being in there long term and learning to work, you fall asleep at that time. I never was happy as a one upmanship when a friend of mine didn't ask the portion of the human condition. Nobody can help it. A little bit of joy on the fact the other guy didn't get it. Velokarat, it's horrible. There's a lot of different shitas on what that is. These are like nicknames. Some learned Haveri, Batinato is his personal nickname, and the Chanichato is the way that his family was always referred to. Others learn that it means a nickname that others gave him, a nickname that I give for him. But in some sense, there's Zilusa of, instead of giving a person the honor of his name, they're calling him Karis. Omale Rav Larafim Bar Papa. Lamalan Marmi Ani Milton Al Yatad Ave Ovid Ravuna. We're talking about the schus of Ravuna, and that Rav and Shmuel relied on Ravuna, and they weren't worried about Ravuna, who relied on Rav Ada Bar Ava. Ravuna himself, you know, Ravuna was a second-rate citizen. The Gemara brings it up. He was asking, tell me over some of the maizim that Ravuna himself used. The Rav from Papa, who knew Ravuna from childhood, Omale, the truth has been a good day, Lord Tuchir. I don't remember from when we were kids. I don't remember the things that he did, but I do remember in his old age, whenever there was a stormy day, it looked like there might be danger of buildings collapsing, they would take him out in this old gold-plated Jaguar was even one of people to Yorei from him, what he said, do what he done. And Visayla the Kulamata, he would drive down every street, and Vokola Chita Aviriya. Any wall that wasn't in good shape, he would have it wrecked on the spot, Havisata. And Ef Shalomara Banila, if the owner of the property could afford it, he would leave it for him to rebuild. Vilo Ef Shalomara Yumidi Day. If he couldn't afford it, he would take care of it himself. Never left anyone in a position of being not taken out. Vokopani to Male Shabbat. Every, towards the end, Erev Shabbat, Havimeshada Shlucha Lashua, he would send people to the Shabbat. Vokoyarkad Havipayishle, but you know, any of the produce that was left hadn't been sold before Shabbat. It was now going to be basically ruined. He would buy Zavinle, and then he would throw it into the river, Shadalin Nahar. Say, well, what? That's horrible. Who? Throw it into the river. You could give it to the poor. It's the old timer, right? Well, the price control things. What are you doing throwing it at the river? Give it to the poor? No, you can't give it to the poor, because then they'll come to rely on the food that you're going to get for them instead of buying the food. So then we're going to end up with a collapsing market, in which in the end, Ravuna, and then there won't be any economy. So obviously what happens is you're going to end up with less and less food being brought to be sold, and then in the end, there won't be stuff enough. So it's not worth it, because then it's some chadayteyol. Below out to the mizbah. Okay, so at least give it out to the animals. I mean, you could have the birds eat it. What are we throwing it into the river for? Exactly. So why not to the Mishteh Lebehema then, at least? Because he held about, you don't take human food and put it in front of dogs. On the other hand, you throw it into the river. Okay, so somebody may pick it up. I mean, maybe some goyim out there in a yacht. You may have a town across the river that is going to be able to use it for Shabbos even. Who knows? It certainly can't be Semef on it, because not every day does stuff float across the river. But at least that way, there's a chance. Below these even ain't clouds. That's the case. I mean, so why does he buy it up? Don't buy it up. No, because that means say the Makshir and the vote. Because if 1 week they end up with a lot of unsold produce, then they'd rather have bring less and take a chance of running out rather than having leftover. So therefore, he wanted to make sure that there wouldn't be any limits in how much they're ready to bring to sell for Shabbos. People shouldn't be limited that way. So it was Yotzei, the best possible compromise in what to do. Kiavili Milta Da Suta, when he got hold of some kind of really great medication, so on, Avi Mali Kazamine, he would fill up a kuzar, fill up a cup from that very expensive medication. As Josh sometimes got to go get the doctor from the state to send him into the cross town. So he would take this very expensive medication, put it in front of the door, and he would announce that anybody who needs this particular medication doesn't have to go to the Patcholim, and he can come over here. So we tell them, if they call the boilate, they believe. Tell anybody who needs, come to me. Others say that he knew the inyonim of Shipta. Shipta we had by in Yuma, where there's the name of the shade that makes problems. If you don't wash your hands in the morning, it was in those days, it wasn't that easy to find enough water available for the morning. He would provide what we call negavasser, water for your nails, in the morning. And he would put a kuzet demayim, vidali lay, put it up high, anybody did. So he had an outdoor dispenser. Water and called it Tzarech Leitevililililililisak. Anybody who needs water, morning, welcome to come to my yard and they can use my water, my oil. And Kiavikorech Rivtan, when he would sit down to eat, Avipatach Labav, he would open up the gates to his home. I'm having a meal. Come on to Tzarech Leitevililil. Anybody who's hungry should come in and eat. Rava said, well, it's quite impressive. I'll tell you one thing, I could do the same thing, except for one. Kulam Etzino Mekayim. I could do these things myself. Levar Miha, this last one that's already that I can't handle that. The Lo Matzino Lemevat. Mishum the Nefisha B'nei Chela the Mechuza. There are so many Mishulokim in this city. Remember, this Mechuza was basically L.A. and those. Exactly. It's the rich cities that are filled with Mishulokim. That's all I need is to open up my doors and say I'm having a meal. That'd be the end. That part I can't do. Others wonder about the Lashon of B'nei Chela. B'nei Chela usually means Goyish soldiers that are the government is forcing you to support. Rashi says over here it's aniyim. It could be that he had maybe another year. Look, I mean, it could be a borrowed term. You know, let's say they're like the B'nai Chela around here. These are not real aniyim. Exactly. They're mishalachim.
People
like them.
Yoel calls the Arbiv B'nai Chela.
Exactly. Amish, same lashon, very nice. That's right. Chili Hagadol.
Tanarabon Shlosh and Nikimalem Kamar Bavaran Moshe Yoshev and Akimon Ben Gurion. Bishlem and Akimon Ben Gurion, Gemora Yoshua Krod, if I eat a Mashemish the Rechamad, Elamoshe Minola, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Atia Helachel, Tivara Hilte, Taktaka, Tivata Machel God Lecha. Rubshmo Barak, many Omer Aki Tate, Tivara Hilte, Taktaka, Tivata Biop Tate Hashemet Emory. Rabbi Yochel Omar, Atimiguva the Krod. What do you think it means when it says to Moshe Sheishbun Shimachov Rogzu V'Cholom Mipanecha? Imatai Rogzu V'Cholom Mipanecha? That's only B'Shashnik Tabal Chama L'Moshe. Chen Ir Shelo Yarad Aleo Gishamim and it's a Chalkach Atimatar. Omer Rav Yudah in the Omer Rav in the Pasuk Shteyem L'Klala. I tell you, Yerushalayim L'Nida Ben Yem Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav, that's a brocha. K'nida Ma'nida Yesh La'Teraf Yerushalayim Yesh La'Takana. Haitaka Almana Omer Rav Yudah L'Vracha כי אלמנה, ולא אלמנה ממש, רק אישה שלך בעלה למידת הגן, ודעתו לחזור עליה. וגם אני נתתי אתכם נבזים ושפלים, עומר אבינו לברכה, ולא מקבין מנען, לא ראשי נהר אלה, ולא גזיר תפיטה. This is said to Joseph, a tzaddik did, right? מקצה אחד. Didn't want Paro selecting any of them for jobs. ויקה השם את ישראל כאשר אינו דקונה במים. עומר אבינו אומר, that's a brocha. דבר שובר נחמני, עומר אבינו נתן. מי דכתיב נאמנים פיצי אוהב ונעתרות נשיקות צונא. טובה כללה שקיבל אחי השילונית ישראל יותר מברכה שברכן בלעם הרשע. אחי השילוני כללן בקנה, אמר לנו ישראל ויקרא השם ישראל כאשר ינוד הקנה. מה הקנה זה עומד במקום מים, בגזו מחליף, שורש המרובין, ואפילו כל הרוחות שבעולם באות ונושבות בו אין מזיזות אותו ממקומו, אלא הולך ובא עמהם. דוממו הרוחות, הכנס בק עומד במקומו. השם כן בלמרו שברכן בארץ, שני מקרזים, צמא ארץ אינו עומד במקום מים, ואין גזו מחליף, ואין שורש המרובין. אפילו כל הרוחות שבעולם נושבות בו, looks like, אם יזיזות אותו במקום, as long as the normal winds, but כיוון שנשבו רוח דרומית, וקראתו וחתו הפניו, ועוד, אלא שזוכה קודם ליטל אמנו קומוס, טוב וספתו נביאים וכתובים. תנו רבנו לעולם יהיה אדם רך כקנה, ועל יהיה קושי כארץ. מעשה שבא רב אלעזר רב שמעון, ממגדל גדור, מבית רבו, והיה רכוב על החמור, ומטייל על שפת נהר, ושמח שמחה גדולה, הייתה דעתו גסה עליו, מפני שלמד תורה הרבה. הזדהה ממנו אדם אחד שהיה מכוער ביותר, אמר לו, שלום עליך רבי, לא יגזיר לו, אמר לו, רגע, כמה מכוער אותו האיש, שמא כל בני עירך מכוערים גם אותך? הוא אמר לו, well, couldn't I let, but I'll let him all the man שעשוני, כמה מכוער כפי זה שעשית? כיוון שידע בעצמו שחטא ירד מן החמור ונשתתך לפניו ואמר לו, נעניתי לך, לכל לי. הוא אמר לו, no way, man. איני מולך לך את שתלך לאומן שעשרוני, ואמר לו, כמה מכוח מזה שעשית. היה מתאר לאחריו עד שגיע לעירו. יוצאו בני עירו לקראתו, היו אומרים לו, שלום עליך רבי, רבי, מורי, מורי. מי אתם קוראים רבי, רבי? זה שבטאר, אם זה רבי, אל ירבו כמותו בישראל. אבל למה? כך וכך עשה לי. אומר לו, אף הפיקה, מוכר לו שאדם גדול בתורה הוא. אמר לו, בשבילכם הרי אני מוכר לו, בבד שלא יהיה רגיל לעשות לי. מיד נכנס רב אלעזר רבי שמעון, ודרש, לעולם יהיה אדם רך כקונה ויקושק ארץ. לפיכך זוכה קונה ליטא למנקומוס, לכתוב בספרתו תפילין ומזוזות. כן יש שיש בדבר או מפולת, תנו רבנו. Mapolek Shamru is talking about buildings that are briot, lo ru'ulot. Re'inan ru'yot ipol, lo ru'yot ipol. Same thing. Anyu briot, anyu shen ru'yot ipol. Nuru'ot, anyu ru'yot ipol. No, not necessarily. That's even not for Machmat Govayim. Inami de Kaiman, Aguri de Nahara. Ki aya shita ru'ua davi bin ha'adola, v'cholif rabi shmuk tutei, avagav de Kaiman, ba'atei tlati, tlai sashni. Yuma charik, l'ravada barava, l'atam amar le shmul rav, Neiti mar nakif. I'm like, no, not tzich lahidna. We got Ravana Barava with us, man. No fizachute, v'lo mistafina. Ravuna avalehu chamra v'obeta. Take out the bahu. I mean the hu. Avaleh chamra v'obeta ri'ya. Boyofni aluin. So, boyofni aluin l'Ravana Barava l'ata. Mashke b'shmaita adefanye. Bata n'raf v'agnav v'obeta. Argish Ravana Barava ikbit. סבל הגאון אמר רבי ינאי לו, למה יעמוד אדם במקום סכנה ויאמר עושים לו נס, שמא אין עושים לו נס. אם תמצא לא אומר עושים לו נס, נקים לו בזכויותיו. אומר רב חנן, מה יקרא, תכתיב קטונתי מכל החסדים ומכל האמת. My Abba Yudhi, the Ravada Barhava, Yodhi, Mashallah, Tamil of the Ravada Barhava, Bameha, Rafta Yamim, Amarla, Miyamaila, Ikbarati, Pitov Beiti. He sure did a good job being marked in here, huh? The Lord Sahariti, besides, should they ask that question? Here it says Ikbid. What's the Zikbid? I thought he was teaching himself not to be marked. That's his first thing, Ikbarati. No, they don't say that for some reason, but it's the simple explanation. It was only B'toch Beto, it wasn't wrong. So Yikpid only to be more than that it wasn't right. Okay. It's just cute, no? We all don't like parity. ולא צעדתי בפני מי שגור ממני ולא יערתי במבואות הבית הנפות ולא הלכתי ארבע עמות ולא תורה ולא תפילין ולא ישנתי בבית המדרש ולא שנת כבר ולא שנת הרי ולא ססתי בתקלת חבירי ולא קראתי לחבירי בחבירי בחכינתו ויאם אליי בחניכתו אומר לי רוב אל רפן בר פרפלם ולא מהר נגיד לי מעיית עד אבי אבי דרבונה אומר לי בנקותי לא דחירנה אבל בסיבותי דחירנה דחוי יום עד איבה ומאפתני בגוהר כתדאבה וסייר לה לכולם מטה וכל השיטה, דבריאטה וסעתי לה, אי אפשר למורה בני לה, והיא לא אפשר, בני לה, יום ידידי. כל פני למעלה שבתה, ומשל השלוח לשוקה, וכל ידעתה, ופשו לגינוי, זובן לה, and then שואלים לה לנהורה, שואלים לה לנהורה, my God, לא יצא לה נהים, זה נסמך את דעתי, לא יותר למזמן, so at least תשאג לה בהימה, כזה במאכל אדם, אין מאכלים לבהימה. ולא לזה, some say it's a din in ביזוי אייכון, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave over this particular item for you. And that somehow means nothing to him. He could have a milta de shipta havigomir. He was an expert and he was very sensitive to shipta. So if you mother kuz the maya, the dalai lay where everybody would see it, from Kalatorek, later the layu, the law is taking. Kavikorek rifta, we potak labavi, we have a commander turk, later the layho, Omar Rava, well, I could do all of this except one. Let's see the kind of army all, the lomatsilomevat, Mishum de Nefishi, Benechela, the Mechuzah.